But if you were talking about your church, Dr. So-and-so is the pastor of our church.
What organizations do you belong to?
Oh, me. Well, let's see. I was at Tri-Delta, and then I was president of the Tri-Delta alumni, and then my husband is an engineer, and so I joined the Civil Engineers Society, the Ladies Park, and I was president of that. And then I became a member of, after I retired, I became a member of Assistance League, and I was president of that for 2 years. And then I joined the Women's Club, mm-hmm. and I was president of that, and then PEO, and that. So there you are. History of my life.
Can you tell me a little bit about your mother's education?
She graduated from New Mexico State back when it was New Mexico A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And and then she went out to Arizona. Well, my grandfather took her out to Arizona, and he got a ranch in Douglas because she was born in Medina, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hill country of Texas. It's cold and damp.
Mm.
She had this asthma, and she just wasn't going to live if they didn't take her somewhere, so they took her out to Arizona. She was raised on a ranch in Arizona. Then she had a brother that came back to Las Cruces and a sister who was registrar at New Mexico State. And so that's where she decided she'd go to college, and that's where she went.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She graduated in 1914. Long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. What about your father?
Well, my father was brought over here by an aunt from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And he she was born in 83, and back then they didn't have high schools. He got a good elementary education, but that's as far as he went.
Mm-hmm.
And he followed ranching all of his life and farming.
He was an Australian then.
Uh-huh. And he never got his citizenship. The reason he didn't, it seemed like he was star-crossed. One time he managed Cole's brother's farms, and one time he had gotten everything ready to become a citizen,
mm-hmm.
and the notice came to our post office box, and he was busy haying down at the farm at Isleta, and he didn't get to the post office. He was one day late, and they wouldn't even consider him. And it nearly broke his heart, I think.
How sad.
Isn't that?
That's horrible.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, well.
So then he tried to start over, but I don't know.
Boy, it was just as tough back then as it is now.
Well, and yet they let all these wetbacks in. It makes me want to...
Yeah, I know. I know that our immigration
and they're covering us up. You know, they're just swarming,
mm-hmm.
and you can quote me, because I feel that strongly about it.
So your ultimate ancestry is evidently Australian and...
English,
uh-huh.
English and Scottish, and see, my mother was... have every mixture under the sun. They're English, Irish... French, Austrian, German, you know, mm-hmm. they have a mixture. The through Mary were members of the House of Hanover, and that, as you know, is in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mother had quite an ancestry, but
yeah,
but my father. Mm-hmm.
So your ancestry in Texas is pretty, I would say, is it sort
well,
of...
Well, see, my